also believe that the NCAA is a more prestigious institution or organization than the NAIA. And while we have really enjoyed our relationship with the NAIA, we think that it's time to move towards the NCAA.
That was Dr. John Gilmore, Director of Athletics at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. And I'm Stephen Lay of the UAF Public Affairs Office with this week's edition of University Focus. Gilmore was discussing the recent decision by UAF to switch from the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics, called the NAIA, to the National Collegiate Athletic Association, known as the NCAA. The two groups are the governing bodies for virtually all men's intercollegiate athletics. Almost all championship tournaments are under the direction of the two organizations.
The NCAA has allowed dual memberships, which we've held within AIA and NCAA. And beginning a year ago, we belong to the NCAA Division III, which now no longer can have scholarships, so we must move to Division II, which we have done. We're Division II provisional membership till year after next. We have full privileges now. We believe that we have to go NCAA Division II for several reasons.
The reasons include the options of national championship meets in both riflery and skiing through the NCAA. UAF teams in both sports are nationally ranked this year. Through the NAIA, there is no chance for them to compete in a national championship meet. Other reasons are the greater national prestige of the NCAA and University of Alaska President Jay Barton's belief, which Gilmore agrees with, that UAF and University of Alaska Anchorage should have the same level of intercollegiate sports. Gilmore feels the change will have little effect on UAF sports at first.
The real impact is mostly the men's basketball program. There's very little impact on the other programs because rifle and skiing have always been operating within NCAA. Ice hockey just starting this year. We opted for NAIA for this year, but it really represents no change in our direction to go to NCAA Division II.
Next year, the Nanox will place basically an NAIA schedule to fulfill previously made agreements. It could be the last time for the Nanooks to face some of their traditional foes.
In the Pacific Northwest, the NAIA is a pretty strong organization. There's a couple of groups that are wavering like us, although we're not wavering anymore, we've decided. But Central Washington and Pacific Lutheran, St. Martin, Simon Fraser, I suspect those institutions in particular will remain solid NAIA. Seattle Pacific, Portland State, Seattle University, Eastern Washington, those are possibilities for developing strong Division II ties. In fact, there's discussion going on now about forming a conference of Northwest Division II teams and also perhaps including one or two teams from Hawaii.
Switching to the NCAA will not, at this time, affect the women's sports programs, which compete in the Association of Intercollegiate Athletics for Women, known as the AIAW.
We might anticipate a few years from now, depending on what happens with the new championships for women, which the NCAA will sponsor, and the effects of Title IX reviews, we may have to review that and make a decision whether we want to continue with AIAW or go take our women's programs into NCAA. The main reason to stay with AIAW right now is that they have a national championship for women in skiing, and the NCAA does not. The second reason is that we've had a good relationship and good services from AIAW for our women's programs.
The women's programs which would be affected are the volleyball, skiing, and basketball teams. Riflery competes as a co-educational sport, as will a new swimming team which will be started next year to meet the NCAA requirement that Division II schools field six sports. This is a busy week for UAF athletes. Tonight, the hockey team faces the Flying Fathers from Canada in a charity game at UAF Ice Arena at 7:30. This is the last home game for the hockey team. Tonight and tomorrow night at 8, the women's basketball team faces the visiting University of Idaho in the Patty Center gym. Sunday and Monday night, the men will meet Eastern Oregon at 8 in the Patty Center. Friday, the rifle team will host the Cabin Fever shooting match on campus. Next week, the 27th Annual Wildlife Conservation Workshop will be presented in Wood Center. I'm Stephen Lay, and this has been University Focus from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, where education and research face tomorrow, today.
University Focus is produced by the UAF Public Affairs Office at KUAC-FM.